Intuitive. The American Oxford Dictionary gives the following meaning on the word intuitive. Based on what one feels to be true, even without conscious reasoning. Now that's exactly what I look for in an application. If I can start using it out of the box, even without having to get a manual or read up on something else, jackpot. That's the app I'm gonna use. So welcome to the second episode of the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Art Director's Toolkit. As always, keep in mind that this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the artwork window in iTunes. Even links to websites and all will be posted in that artwork. Just click on the link and you can go wherever I'm talking about. No promo code for this podcast, but be sure to expect some promo codes in the near future. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Well, the Art Director's Toolkit is a tool that bundles all the frequent chores that an art director has to do when designing new stuff. It's accompanied with an extra bunch of handy utilities, and the current version is 5.0.1, Universal Binary. It's created by Codeline Communications. Now, I must be honest, I don't use this app myself. But I know quite some people who'd really benefit from it. It's a quick and dirty access to all kinds of graphical stuff that you otherwise have to open up your Photoshop or your InDesign application for. It has some cool tools that makes it very handy also for web designers. Now, the program has a very straightforward layout. It has a main window with all the different utility icons in the toolbar that lead you to pages with all the data available in one glance. It's like an all-in-one window. Now, in that same toolbar, you also have three integrated tools that you can click on to get them active or non-active. Let's start with the utilities. The first one is the number utility. Now, this utility is very, very handy. It gives you all kinds of numerical data at a glance. For example, page sizes, conversions between, let's say, centimeters, inches, etc. But all in one glance at the same time. Very handy. Second utility is the RGB utility. Now, I'm going to talk about this utility together with the swatch utility. Because, to be honest, I think that they made a little graphical mistake here. They should have put these two utilities in one window. It should be easily feasible. Let's just talk about what it is exactly. The RGB utility gives you an option or to, with sliders and a visual interface, of course, to select certain RGB color values. You can change the scale from 255 scale or to 100 scale. The swatch utility does the same, but for Pantone and web colors. Now, why don't they put these two together? It would be very handy because with one, let's say, drop-down menu, you could choose either your RGB, CMYK, or web colors. It would be very handy. And another thing I miss here is that you can't select colors using the HSB color space and the LAB color space. A neat feature, however, is the Find Similar Colors. This feature allows you to find similar colors to the color that you just picked. And with a slider, you can choose just how far off the colors can be. Next utility is the blend utility. Now, the blend utility is another thing that I didn't find in Photoshop. It really is cool. You can choose two colors and see what the result would be when you blend the two together. Now, another neat thing about this is that you can even choose two colors, but with even two different opacities. Very neat. The next utility is the symbol utility. Now, this utility gives you all the symbols, including glyphs, which is with the OTF fonts of today, very handy. And you can see their keyboard shortcuts, and you can see them, of course, per font. You also get the character data, such as ASCII value, hex value, Unicode value, HTML value, and glyph value. You can also copy the symbol or ask the font info. Next is the text utility. Of course, this gives you a preview of how a font looks like in a test sentence. Next utility is the scale utility. And I can tell you how many graphic designers still struggle to understand image resolution. They often would use the resampling function in Photoshop as some sort of magical thing that somehow always makes their pictures to be a correct 300 dpi resolution, even if they were only 72 to begin with fatal consequences, of course. Now here you can see what the resolution would become after scaling without resampling, a correct way of thinking, that is. The reverse option would be interesting. I think that lags in this application. For example, if I want a picture to be 12 by 10, 200 dpi, how large would my source image have to be in 72 dpi if it would be suited to use in this size and resolution? Something like that. That would be neat, I guess. The layout utility, now this is a great utility. Now without having to create a dummy document in InDesign or Quark or whatever, you immediately can get a preview of how a page would look like and what the measurements would be. For example, you can put in page size, the margins, the columns, rows, the gutter. You can see the immediate effect on each other in a visible window. It has a second tab, and that's the spreads tab, and this shows you which page would be opposite with the other page if, for example, you would have a leaflet of, let's say, 16 pages. Now, there are some other neat features to this application besides the utilities I just spoke of, and those are the tools, the extra tools you get with it. One of the tools is the ruler. It's quite known in the developer world, in the web design developer world. It's a graphical ruler that floats on top of your total screen, and you can enlarge it, you can make it smaller, you can choose the units, the measurements, pixels for example, and it floats on top of everything else. Very handy rulers. The second one is a sort of color palette that keeps your colors stored. That means all the colors you created in the Art Director's toolkit. The other thing that's quite handy is the launcher. So for example, if you put in your most used graphical programs, you can launch them from the Art Director's toolkit. Very, very handy. Now, the last tool that I'm going to talk about is the Global Results panel, and that's a little floating window that gives you the results of the queries, for example, the things that you do in Art Director's toolkit. So that means that you can, for example, choose a color that will be staying in the global results panel. You can hide the Art Director's toolkit, but still use that color to do something with it in other programs. It's floating, for example, on your system. The last thing I want to mention is the, and I'm pushing the button right now, is the dashboard widget. It's very new. I think it just came with this version. And what it does is it gives you access to one of the most used things of the application, and that is the numbers item. You can do mainly all your unit conversion, the page sizes are in there, and the fractions are in there also. Very handy. It is a bit limited. I wonder why they only put in the fractions and not the other ones. But I guess there's a difference between a neat widget and the total application, of course. Okay, so that's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. As always, I invite you to visit the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments there. You will also find show notes there as well, but you can, of course, always check out the links provided in the artwork window, since this is an enhanced podcast. If you have an application that you think is truly special, let me know about it. Or perhaps if you're a developer that thinks that his application is truly special, you can always mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. or you can use the feedback form on the site. Now check out also the press kit if you're interested in supporting this show. Press kit can be found on the Neat Little Mac Apps website. As always, the music for this podcast is provided by the British band Dark Horse. The track name is Starting Over, instrumental version. Find out more about them at music.podshow.com. So that's it for this week's Neat Little Mac Apps. Thanks for listening. Bye.